Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Small Business Development Center is excited to announce it's been awarded a combined $3 million in new grant funding thanks to Senator Lisa Murkowski's actions. The U.S. Small Business Administration will administer the funds. This funding will fuel two new initiatives designed to enhance Alaska's entrepreneurial spirit and revolutionize healthcare nationwide. $1 million will fuel the Alaska Native Entrepreneurship Program, which will support a statewide program fostering rural entrepreneurship and innovation and focus on supporting the growth and success of Alaska Native-owned businesses. $2 million will boost Alaska healthcare innovation. This multi-year program will serve as a catalyst for the development and implementation of pioneering solutions to address healthcare challenges unique to Alaska's rural communities. The Alaska SBDC is extremely thankful to Senator Murkowski for making these new initiatives possible. With these new funds, we were able to bring new tools, technologies, and opportunities to Alaskans across the state, said Alaska SBDC State Director John Bitter. These initiatives mark exciting new beginnings for healthcare and entrepreneurship in Alaska, said Senator Murkowski. Equipping Alaskans with the resources they need to thrive is a top priority of mine. I look forward to watching these programs come into fruition and begin to bolster communities across the state. A Coast Guard suspends a search for three missing people after a boat capsized. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The U.S. Coast Guard on Thursday suspended its search for three people missing after their boat capsized in the Gulf of Alaska Bay. The Coast Guard said a distress call was received Wednesday morning from a 21-foot Hughescraft boat near Iolik Bay, about 35 miles southwest of Seward. An alert was sent out to nearby boats, and a Coast Guard air crew located the capsized vessel. A nearby Good Samaritan recovered one unresponsive individual with no signs of life from the water, the Coast Guard said in a post on X. That person was later pronounced dead by local medics, the Coast Guard said. Crews searched roughly 95 square miles before the active search for the three missing people was suspended. Seward, with a population of just over 5,000, is about 125 miles south of Anchorage. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game conducted razor clam abundance surveys at Nanilchik and Clam Gulch beaches in April and May of 2024. Preliminary results have found the abundance of adult clams below the abundance threshold required to open the fisheries in both areas. This means the sport and personal use of razor clam fisheries in East Cook Inlet will remain closed throughout the remainder of the year and in 2025 until abundance is assessed in the spring. In the Nanilchik area, razor clam abundance was assessed at the South Beach and the adult abundance was approximately 164,000 clams, which was 34% below the abundance threshold to open the limited fishery in the Nanilchik area. In the Clam Gulch area, razor clam abundance was assessed at the North Beach. The adult abundance was approximately 84,000 clams, the lowest observed adult abundance ever for this location, and well below the fishery threshold. Based on preliminary results, natural mortality of adult clams was 51% at Nanilchik and 92% at Clam Gulch. An additional 2.3% of the adult razor clam abundance on the Nanilchik South Beach was harvested during the four-day 2023 limited fishery. The causes of these high natural mortality rates remain unknown, but likely include habitat changes and predation effects. Additionally, there was well below average recruitment of juvenile clams to the beaches this year, which suggests that adult abundance is not likely to improve in 2025. A judicial council recommends that Alaskans keep all of their judges. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Judicial Council has voted to recommend that state voters retain all 19 judges on the November election ballot, but the recommendation didn't come without dissent. Meeting Wednesday, two of the council's six members voted against the recommendation for Judge Adolf Zeman, citing Zeman's recent ruling on the constitutionality of the state's allotment system for students in correspondence programs. The no votes came from Christy Babcock and Denny DeWitt. Both are appointees of Governor Mike Dunleavy, who as a state senator authored the allotment system that Zeman struck down. DeWitt, who abstained from voting on all other 18 judges facing retention, said during a meeting before the vote that there's a whole broad area of folks, Alaskans, who were disenfranchised unnecessarily and traumatized to a point by the decision. That could have been avoided in my judgment, and I will be voting against his retention, said DeWitt. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.